I fell and got a lump on my head, and it what? Yesterday or last week, I fell and it got big like that. How would you say it happened in the past? It what? Or you might say, a bee stung me last week, and my hand
is swollen.
Okay. It's swollen now, but to say it happened yesterday, you might say, my hand, what, yesterday, it, say, it's swollen now, but if you're telling me that it did that yesterday, you'd say, a bee stung me, and it what?
It swelled up.
Okay. And if you get a little blister and a liquid forms under the skin, what is that?
It's not pus, is it?
Is it more just more?
Watery.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything about when's the best time to open a blister that you know of?
Well, I find the best time for me is whenever it happens.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just open it then?
Open it then and then put alcohol or something on it.
Okay, if somebody got shot or stabbed, you might say to them, you got to go have a doctor look at the
stab.
Okay. Right. Or in a war, if a bullet goes into an arm or a shoulder, you say you have a what? What do you call that place, you know, where the bullet went in? You might say that was a war.
Wound.
Okay. And do you know a word for a kind of skinless growth in a wound that it won't heal, and it's a hard, white, granular substance around the edge of something, and it sometimes has to be cut out or burned out. It's some kind of flesh. Did you ever hear a word that mean now that wound won't heal, it's got some kind of flesh in there?
Is it a fresh place?
Oh. I don't know. I want to know if you have two words together that, like, maybe there was a cut, and instead of healing up, it got this certain kind of flesh.
I just cannot.
Have you heard of it though? You remember?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The word I was asking about was proud.
That's right.
How do you say it?
Proud flesh.
Okay, have you ever seen a wound or a sore that had that in it?
Mm-hmm.
How does it look?
It's real red, and I don't know, can't describe just how it does look. But
have you ever had a place like that?
Uh-huh.
And what did you have to have done?
Well, went to the doctor.
And he cut around it?
He kind of cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't remember. That was whenever I was just a young girl. I don't remember what it was treated with.
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't white. It was reddish looking.
Red.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you just get a little cut on your finger? You might put something on it to make it to keep it from getting infected. What would that be?
Oh.
A little drop of something red and it stings.
Oh, well.
Or brown liquid.